This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We like telling you about some of the creative people in this state in a series we call Artisans of Michigan. We're in southwest Detroit at the Diseños Ornamental Iron Company. In this shop, people are welding fences, bending, hammering orange hot, you know, even hotter than red hot, hammering those lengths of steel into ornamental scrolls. Others are grinding down welds, smoothing it out, making it look good, prepping the sculpted steel for powder coating. Nieves Longardo is the president of Diseños. She says the company was started in the mid-1970s by her stepdad, Tony Martinez, and his brothers. The recession hit Diseños hard, and Longardo says the business has had to make some adjustments.
During the time that I've been here, you know, we used to work a lot on residential projects that were very ornate, a lot of scroll work. And we've shifted a little bit. We've expanded into more of a commercial government jobs. And what I've noticed is that the trends have changed with the interior designers, too. They're going to a more contemporary, cleaner look, less scrolly. But we're trying to keep up with whatever's in style right now.
What do the workers think about that? I mean, that means they have to change, too.
Yes, yeah. Just yesterday, one of the employees was expressing how he misses doing more of the intricate forging projects. So maybe we'll pursue to try to see if there's anybody, any contractors that are specializing in that and go back to that niche. But we like where we're at. We've diversified a lot.
Pedro Aviles is one of the longtime workers at Diseños. He does a lot of the forge work. He makes those ornamental scrolls.
No, pues es un, pues es un orgullo para mí este ver un trabajo se ha hecho por mí, por mis manos.
He feels very proud to see work done by with his own hands and by himself. So he's very proud. He just feels very fulfilled with what he does.
Everyone here is pretty much an artisan at one level or another. This is the kind of work that you cannot get at the big box hardware store or even from those fencing companies that use pre-manufactured hollow tube metal fencing. Longardo says her customers know they're getting something custom.
There's people that really appreciate something that's handmade, especially when they come into the shop and they see the what it takes to put the work together. The sense of the ownership and really changes. You know, we encourage people to come in and take a look at the artisan work, and they see the true involvement and time consumption that it takes to put the work together. And it'll not only make the house a lot more beautiful, in my opinion, but it'll add a lot of value to the property as well.
It's like watching magic in here.
Yes, yeah. Thanks, it is. It's a lot of fun.
That's Nieves Longardo at Diseños Ornamental Iron in southwest Detroit, one of our Artisans of Michigan. Artisans of Michigan is produced in partnership with the Michigan Traditional Arts Program of the Michigan State University Museum. Support for arts and culture coverage comes from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.